from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua and Barbuda gets back in for its plan to freeze the assets of suspected terrorists. A leading Caribbean insurance company defends its financial strength as the political infighting in Trinidad touches the heart of the business community. And the leader of the opposition Democratic Labour Party in Barbados resigns. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The head of the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, which leads the fight against money laundering in the Caribbean, is giving support to plans by Antigua and Barbuda to freeze any accounts held by suspected terrorists. Calvin Wilson, the executive director of the Port of Spain-based CATF, says he expects other Caribbean nations to follow suit within the coming weeks. Antigua announced its intended action after American authorities said they suspected the perpetrators of the September 11th terror attacks on the U.S. laundered money and stashed funds through offshore centers. When I spoke to Mr. Wilson, I first asked him whether he would recommend the Antigua move to other Caribbean jurisdictions.
I think it's quite a laudable development, and again, it shows and emphasizes the regional commitment to be solid in terms of fighting any activity that threatens the international community. And you would see in the next few days, in the next few weeks, coming out from the Bahamas and other Caribbean